Outside factors continue to play a role when it comes to our markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. On Friday, as we got ready to wrap up our markets for the week, there was a lot of talk centered around what's going on with that possible strike with our processing plants. Rob Andrica is with Professional Ag Marketing, Sheldon, Iowa.
Right. I think that looming strike is definitely a big factor in the whole market scheme of things, kind of the uncertainty of that. But not a lot of activity really on the Packer side of stuff today. Just not getting a lot of action and a lot of news really hitting that market. But if you kind of factor in the impressive weights that we've kind of been seeing, you know, up about 25 pounds or so, you look at that time of the year, you kind of look at what we did last year, we're at very similar numbers. And, you know, we kind of fell off a little bit last year at this time as well.
Brad Koyma is with Koyma, Koyma and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. He agreed. Markets and uncertainty do not fare well.
Kind of, you know, long for the old days when we talked about what cattle weighed and what the demand was like and all that other, you know, cattle news. But this is what it is. And so, yes, I mentioned 100 times, you know, on the radio here with you guys that uncertainty is bearish cattle, and particularly when you throw in this Greeley story. Now, I am not going to pretend to know how this is going to go. I personally feel just a little less worried about it today than I would have if we had done this show on Friday. You know, we get through the Friday, through the weekend, where they decided, okay, we're going to keep negotiating. We'll come to work. They haven't made that drop dead. Okay, we're walking out. You know, here's your 7 days notice, and then we're not coming back kind of a deal. But I don't know. You know, I could talk myself in a circle. If you're the employer and you're killing cattle that are losing $400 a head, you know, it doesn't take a lot of imagination to think, well, maybe this wouldn't be the worst time in the world for a work stoppage. You know, but on the other hand, they've got to be a reliable supplier of meat. They don't want to lose their workforce. It's hard enough to get anybody to work for you.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.